Now for our story. Anna Bartok had learned early in her life not to expect much in the way of happiness. Her childhood had prepared her for whatever hard luck might come her way. It taught her a lesson in poverty and struggle. She went along from day to day, taking what pleasure there might be, unsurprised when there was none. And she saw no reason to believe that her life would ever be different. Then, only a few weeks ago, Anna had gone to the door of her shabby rooming house. Had seen a young man with unruly dark hair and eyes whose expression of bitterness matched her own. Mario Descari, who had fled from his farm in Wakefield, believing himself to be his wife's murderer. Anna had known the instant she saw Mario that now, for the first time in her life, her cynical philosophy might let her down. For she had found herself hoping. Some days later, Mario had learned that his wife, Carla, had recovered. Anna had feared he would leave her, return home. But Mario insisted he never would go back. And yet, Anna was afraid. She tortured herself and Mario, too, with questions, accusations.
Mario?
Yeah?
I thought I heard you come in. Back earlier tonight. It's only 10 o'clock.
What about it?
Nothing, only I'm glad, that's all. Used to walk the streets until 2 sometimes. Maybe you're not so restless anymore.
Maybe.
Why don't you come into my place for a while? I'll give you a drink.
No, I don't want a drink.
You could sit down and talk, couldn't you?
Okay.
Swell. Sit on the couch, Mario. Make yourself comfortable. Would you like something to eat? A cup of coffee and a sandwich? Won't take me a minute.
I don't want anything, thanks.
Sure not. No trouble.
Just sit down and stop fussing, why don't you?
Okay. Yeah. Notice anything different about the room?
Different? No. Something changed?
God. Guess it's not much of an improvement if you can't tell the difference.
Oh, you mean the flowers?
Ah, they're just extra. The big thing's the new curtains. And a new couch cover, too. Decided to try and fix the place up, make it look more cheerful. But if you couldn't even tell.
Yeah, what's the difference, so long as you like it?
But it wasn't just for me, it was for you, Mario. Thought maybe if I made things look more homey around here, you'd be happier.
I didn't say I wasn't happy.
You didn't have to.
You're gonna start that routine again. Look, why can't you relax? You keep this up, you'll be driving me crazy.
I'm sorry.
I guess I'm kind of jumpy tonight. But lately, you keep pounding at me, questions all the time.
I'm sorry, Mario.
Don't keep saying you're sorry, you're sorry. You make me feel like a heel. What happened to you anyway? You didn't used to be like this when I first came.
Don't you really know what's happened?
How should I know?
Okay. I guess I got it coming to me. I have nagged at you. Just because I'm so afraid you're homesick.
Listen, I told you I wasn't.
Sure, that's what you said. Maybe you just told me that to shut me up.
Why do you have to look for trouble all the time?
I only wish I knew. I'm crazy, I guess. Stir crazy. No wonder. The place is like a prison.
Anna, if you'd only take things as they come, you expect too much.
That's funny hearing you say that.
Why?
Because a long time ago, I trained myself not to expect nothing. Then when I met you, don't you see? I can't help thinking, trying to figure out what's in your mind. Except I got a pretty good hunch what is.
You may be way off.
Yeah, Mario. I know what you're thinking about when you close up like a clam and get that look on your face. You're thinking about your farm. About your wife.
Sometimes. A man doesn't cut his heart out all of a sudden, Anna. It takes time to forget. Even when you want to.
Mario. Tell me about it, will you?
What good will it do?
I want you to, Mario, please.
She's beautiful.
You said she looks like me. I guess I can take that as a sort of left-handed compliment.
And yet, she doesn't really. She has dark hair and eyes like yours, yes, but... Well, Carla's a lot different.
How?
I think it's the way she looks at you. soft and gentle. Sweet. Yeah, that's it. There's a sweetness about her.
I can see where your wife and I have much in common.
You're as different as morning and night.
And I'm the night, huh?
Carla, she's trusting. Expects the best of people. She's loving.
You've never had any hard knocks? Easy to scatter sunshine around?
And Carla didn't have it so easy. The kind of person she is. She never blamed someone else if things went wrong. She'd be patient. She was patient with me.
Sure, your wife was so patient with you, she ran around with some other guy.
Don't say that.
Well, it's true, isn't it, what you told me?
It's my business, isn't it?
Oh, so now I'm not even good enough to mention your precious wife's name. You listen to me, Mario Descari. I may not be full of sweetness in life, but I never two-time nobody. Trouble with you is you're still in love with her, no matter what a kicking around she gave you. Probably go right back and ask for more.
If I do, that's still my business.
You're in love with her, aren't you? Well, go on, say it, be honest, at least.
Supposing I am, it's got nothing to do with you.
You can sit there and tell me that after...
I was kind of clear out of here, but you begged me to stay. You said you'd play the game any way I wanted. This is the way you keep your side of the bargain.
I'm sticking to what I said. I'm not complaining. I just don't want you to kid yourself, that's all. Me, I finally run into a guy I can really go for, and he sits around drooling over his wife's memory. Well, that's the way things always turn out in my life.
If it is, it's not my fault. If you don't like it this way, I can still go. Probably that's what I ought to do.
What you want to do. That's what you mean. I know you're not happy here, Mario. Mario, I've got an idea. Maybe you'll think I'm crazy, though.
What?
Well, maybe I sold this place. Now would be a good time. I'm never going to get out of here. I'll probably get a pretty good price for it. I've always hated this town anyway. You're wonderful to get out of.
Where would you go?
Don't say you, Mario. Say we. This is what I've been thinking. I know you don't belong in the city, neither do I, really. Maybe we could buy a place in the country somewhere, a farm, Mario. You'd like that, wouldn't you? We could be happy. I'd love it, Mario. I'd work hard. I wouldn't mind.
Oh, wait a minute. It'd never work.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, I don't see you as a farmer's woman. You may think you'd like it, but you wouldn't. Hard life living in the country. Used to a city, you'd never be able to take it.
You don't know that. I lived on a farm once when I was a kid. Only wish my dad had stayed there. I've always wanted to go back.
No. It's too late, Anna.
No, it isn't, Mario, honest. I know you think I'm a city person, but I know better. I've always wanted to go back. But I guess maybe I was afraid to alone. With you, would it be different?
No, you just think it would. Forgotten about getting up while it's still dark. Having to put up with a lot of inconveniences. No place to go, hardly.
I wouldn't care about all that. You don't believe me, but if you give me a chance to prove it... Or are you afraid it would remind you too much?
That's not it. I just don't think it would work.
I'd make it work, I would. And even if it didn't, you wouldn't be out anything. It'd be my own funeral. I wouldn't squawk, honest, I wouldn't. Not even if I lost every penny I got. Please, Mario, it's worth a try anyway. Say you'll do it, Mario. Please.
Anna Bartok leaned forward eagerly as she looked into Mario's face. But Mario wasn't listening anymore. He was thinking of his own farm, the one he'd given up, the one he never intended to see again, except in his mind's eye. Ah, there wasn't another place like his own, Mario was thinking. Nothing could ever compare with it. And no other woman could compare with his own wife, Carla. But then Mario sighed. For he never intended to see Carla again either.